Thank you very much. I would like to thank the representatives and the delegation for the answers. I also noticed this action plan on business and human rights, and think it's very promising in many concerns, also concerning the rights of women. Concerning the sexual harassment, I have the question about the access to justice. After going to this coordinators, administrative coordinators, local coordinators, is it a system for appealing the decision and going to court? Otherwise, there is no access to court for sexual harassment. Just the crime of sexual harassment is not enough. It has to have some level of severity in order to be a crime, you know, to be criminalized, I suppose, and also in all countries. And concerning sexual harassment cases, that we don't have actually reports about that in your country. You don't have reports about that until now from what we have from your replies. The issue for me is that there should be access to justice. There should be directly possibility for women supported by legal aid and or other mechanisms where needed depending on the region in order to bring their cases. This is, so when do you consider to change the system, the administrative to be appealed if it's the administrative step is obligatory, or to have directly access to court? And second, concerning the unpaid work, it's very interesting also the plan and what you are deploying also in front of us. But is the also the main idea or to have sharing of care work between women and men and fighting stereotyping, just to include in that and providing parental leaves, father's leaves, you know, to develop, you know, on one hand, qualifying the unpaid work of women, but the most important thing is to share the work and family responsibilities and to promote more that. So what are you doing in that respect? Thank you.